Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents.
Madam Speaker. Madam Vice President.
You want to hang out with us? Get your vaccine. Vaccine.
And so I went to Human Resources.
There are some things I just can't tell you on air.
The Betches Sup Podcast.
A woman's problem, if you will.
Hello, I'm Amanda Duberman.
And I'm Sammy Sage.
And this is the Betches Sup Podcast, where C-SPAN meets the group chat to help you process and laugh at the biggest topics in U.S. news and politics. I need some help processing the news today because I just cannot.
Me too. I mean,
what is happening?
I'm just trying to like mentally, you know, when like the world feels so out of control that you just sort of have to like, you know, it's only up to you and your brain.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to like figure out.
It literally feels like just all the world's guts are all over the place and we can't keep trying to put everything back in and it keeps just coming out.
Yeah.
That's how life felt to me this morning.
Yeah, totally. And I'm just trying to like ignore it almost, but like I can't.
Healthy. Yeah.
Well, okay. Not ignore it. I'm trying to compartmentalize.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to give myself like, okay, like this is the news time and we're going to worry at these times. And like, I'm not going to obsessively scroll for it because like there will probably be a time in the future when I will need to do that. So like, why am I imposing it upon myself when it's not really necessary?
That's a great way to market this podcast too. Just concentrate your anxiety to 30 minutes. If you aren't feeling anxious about the same thing we're feeling about anxious about, we're talking about COVID today. Things feel very maddening and intense. They have for weeks now, but this is insane. I feel like the reason I'm personally reacting to it is because I just noticed over the weekend and last week that we are having to plan our socializing again, like the way we were in like June 2020. Because the infection rates are crazy again.
Yeah, I'm now back to like, let's eat outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or even like my friends have a trip coming up and they don't want a negative. They can't test positive. So like they couldn't come to Mike's birthday because I had been at around a lot. I was like, you know what? I was around a ton of people. We had a really fun Betches retreat. And I was like, I don't know. Could have gotten it there.
Right. That's exactly what I'm doing. I still subscribe. I don't, maybe I'm wrong about this, but I still subscribe to this idea that like, if you are outside, you are probably low risk unless you're close talking with one particular person for a pretty long time, which Amanda, we did close talk. So
right. Exactly. That's the only reason why I think. Yeah. Because it was just a lot of people.
Yeah.
In
but
a
like,
area.
Were we really like, we were on a windy rooftop.
Yes.
Like, so I don't
we still
know.
Have outside. We still have outside.
Right. Like, I also just, like, I can't. When I was just in California, I was with a friend who was so careful. And she has like, immuno issues and whatever.
Oh.
She got vaccinated. But now she's just, like, fuck it. Like, if I get, she's that kid on spring break. If I get corona, I get corona. Like, she's, and because she's, like, look, like, anything could happen to me at any time. I could get COVID. I could get hit by a car. Like to not live your life be like within reason, I think is just like you're then wasting your life before you maybe get COVID.
Especially if you are vaccinated and you've taken every step to still be responsible. And now suddenly we're starting to see hints that that's not enough. So
yeah. And I'm not saying that like I'm not also being really like I am doing things outside. I'm not really I plan to avoid indoor gatherings at least until I go on this trip. Also because like you can because it's summer. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I am planning to avoid those things. And I plan to go back to my N95 masks in the airport. Like when I was traveling, I double masked again. Mm-hmm. Like I'm just going back to like that because I just don't want to get it, even if I'll be okay. Like there's, and I've started, I'm sure you started seeing like a bunch of people who are now getting it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just not really interested in going through that. Cause there's, even if you won't get severely ill and end up in the hospital, there's still like the potential to get long COVID. You don't know if you'll be that one thing. And then also you can infect dozens of other people.
You can infect like, dozens so of other easily. People. Yeah. And it means like, you can't do things if you test positive still. Like, that's also the problem. That's why you have to mask. Like, you have
or
you have
if you're with people up. Who test positive.
Right, exactly. So we're going to talk today, me and Sammy, about this. For tomorrow's show, later this afternoon, I am speaking with Dr. Kathuria. She's an ER doctor we've spoken to before who works in Texas. And just to get, you know, the actual answers to these questions and what steps to take. I know I'm specifically concerned about, want to know about how my actions can or cannot help the immunocompromised and the elderly. That's something that I'm not sure about and how protected they still are, what the deal is with boosters. So we're going to talk like ambiently about the politics and sort of like the social nature of what's going on and look to a medical doctor for the rest of it tomorrow.
Right. I mean, it's very sad for the people who want to get vaccinated but cannot, because like it's just completely destroys their lives for yet another.
Who is in that group still?
Like, I imagine people who their doctor for whatever reason says you should not get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. I would just imagine it's those people.
Right. I heard on the daily there's about 10% of people who are not vaccinated but want to be. There's some reason, it's an access reason or a health reason. And then the rest of the people are just hesitant or refusing. But there's a good 10% of people that, like, as soon as they get the green light, they're ready.
Right. Totally. I don't think, like, and then there's also, like, young kids.
Right. Right.
Who just can't do it.
Right. Right. Who can't get very sick, but obviously can live with people who can.
There's, like, outbreaks at camps. Like,
camps. Yeah. There's been lots of
outbreaks. They made all the visiting days virtual, apparently.
Oh, gosh. Oh, poor kiddos. Some kiddos probably had a hard time with that. I just was thinking about
it. I would have been like destroyed with my fucked up attachment style. I would have been like, I can't stay here anymore.
I would not want to be that camp counselor breaking the news that visiting day was going to be virtual that year. All the I mean, this is the thing that is like devastating is like it's hurting kids the most because grownups cannot get it the fuck together. And now it's going to fuck up another school year for them.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
So I want to talk today. We're going to talk about COVID and first some of the course correcting. I didn't want to say correcting. The course correcting we've seen Republicans at the state and national levels do, even surprisingly. I mean, it only took the Delta variant to account for 83% of new cases and for ICUs to completely fill up around the South for a small group of prominent Republicans to put up something that resembles a united front in favor of the vaccine. I would say the most forceful example we heard was from Alabama Republican Governor Kay Ivey. Let's listen to this clip.
What is it going to take to get people to get shots in arms?
I don't know. You tell me. Folks supposed to have common sense. But it's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks. It's the unvaccinated folks that are letting us down.
But as a leader of the state, don't you think it's your responsibility to try and help get this situation under control?
I've done all I know how to do. I can encourage you to do something, but I can't make you take care of yourself.
So that was, I mean, she made a lot of distinctions there. She referred to vaccinated people as regular people and unvaccinated people as not regular. I thought it was strange. She snapped at the reporter, like, why don't you tell me how to do it? But I don't know. What did you think of her reaction there?
Good for her. I'm glad someone is changing their tune because, like, there's so many levels of different vaccine attitudes that are clearly like really affecting whether or not people get them. Like, you have the like fence sitting Republicans where it seems like she kind of got off the fence, but like she's one of so many. Mm-hmm. And then you have like the active disinfo people.
Yeah.
And that is like what's real, that pulls the fence sitters to the
yes,
to the no side.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I think one of those other people is Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who she wants to become governor of Arkansas, which is having a really, I think they're having a lot of cases, and their vaccination rate is also pretty, pretty abysmal. But she wrote an op-ed basically telling residents, she was like, I also didn't know, but I read the research and I looked at the science and I saw that Trump got it. And if it's good enough for him and his family, it's good enough for me, which I, you know, rolling my eyes back into my head reading that, but also wondering, like, is there a, and people that read that and thought, okay, I'll make my appointment. Like, how big of a group is that?
I mean, I saw a poll on CNN that was like around 30% of the unvaccinated are probably going to get vaccinated. But then you still have like all the people who are definitely not going to.
Right.
So you still have a large proportion of those people. But then I saw something on, I put it in the morning announcements about how like the least vaccinated states or where like COVID is surging the most are now like the highest rates of vaccination. So, I mean, that makes sense. Like that shows some improvement, but that CNN poll is still discouraging.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So I'm sure there's just a ton of data out there, and I'm sure it's also not like, it's not fixed. Like as, you know, now I'm hearing these stories of like people who are getting it going on ventilators who are unvaccinated, and they're like, can I please get the vaccine? And it's like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and these are, I've never really seriously indulged like this idea or this joke before of like, well, their people are just going to die out. But when you look at the numbers of what is going on and where these cases are happening, their supporters are going to die out. If you're just going to stay around 36% vaccinations in those states like Alabama and Mississippi and Louisiana, you're not going to have anybody left. That's crazy. And all because the Delta one is, it's nasty. It is killing the people that get it of all ages.
So like, I know there's definitely like a large party of people that are like, great, like natural selection, let them kill themselves off. Okay. What I hear is that the Senate is going to be less proportionally representative than it was before.
True. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, it doesn't really change. Like, it's not like that means the people left in Alabama will be the Democrats. Not really. Even the young ones there are.
Yeah, I mean, it's completely, it's so disappointing to like know that we live in this country that's just like has no regard for reality, science, facts, and that like we are all in the same boat ultimately when it comes to these big things like a pandemic, climate change, and just general belief in science or not. And it's like, okay, cool. No matter how many of us do our part and listen to like the established facts or the established science as it evolves, there's always going to be people who are just for fun, not doing that. So
I can't believe that this morning on CNN, they said only half of Americans are fully vaccinated right now.
Yeah,
that's wild. It is almost August. We have had it available to us since December. And like you were saying, it's like, I feel like for this job, like we're looking at data all the time and we're always talking about how Democrats actually make up, like actually Democrats have the most popular opinion. Like 70% of people think there should be more background checks. 70% of people love Roe versus Wade. 70% of people love immigration. So it's like, okay, then why am I seeing that only 50% of us are fully vaccinated? Where is this gulf of people that I'm missing who are like down and ethical and have like an ethical point of view in most areas? But then with this is just like, and it happens even, you know, like when we post stuff on vaccine stuff, I still have to take the comments off because people that follow us because they like some of the content we post because maybe they see themselves as like liberal are like, don't tell me what to do. I made my own decision for my own body. My body, my choice.
Something that I think has developed, and if you watch that mockumentary on Netflix, Death to 2020, you see kind of a trope of this person, like a well-educated white woman who somehow like got involved in this like health freedom movement. But there's like shades of it where there's like anti-vaxxers, the people who are like living this like natural lifestyle. And it has pulled in pretty like well-educated, like well-off women. And it's just interesting if when you see how like different demographics relate to the disinformation and how it like does sort of like appeal to whatever their background is.
Yeah. I mean, when you put it that way, like, I mean, if we think really like, honestly, we have all accidentally clicked shared or double tapped on something we then found out was out of context, but we wanted like our instincts and the way whatever we are sensitive to and whatever we're insecure about, like prompted us to want to believe that it was true. And there is an angle of this. There is a slight energy of it that people feel like they are superior by not being like a sheep and not going along with what the government says.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. I think it's like, because what you're saying about like, you like things out of context, like that's how these accounts that are like pushing disinformation or misinformation grow is totally. That they also put out things that are like widely appealing, like, you know, they're like, the FDA isn't telling us everything, like, yeah, yes. I obviously believe that too, like I obviously have many critiques about like what is in our food and our furniture and everything, but I don't think that like they're trying to poison us, like, or chip us, like, and I think that like the way that those accounts, like, because a lot of this is not like from person to person, it's like it's accounts like on platforms, and the way that they grow is that like they capture you with something like broadly appealing and generally not false, and then like you realize, you follow them, then you realize like, oh, this person's actually like an anti-vaxxer.
Hopefully you realize that, or you just, or you are like, well, not. I guess, right, or I agree with that, what they say on this and their opinions on this, so that must be true too.
Yeah, totally, totally.
I wish we could frame it as like, I wish there was a way to frame it as like, because getting vaccinated is something that you have to go do, not something that you can choose not to do. That's why I feel like smoking campaigns were so much easier, because it's like, you can just stop smoking. You can just stop vaping, where it's like,
you think it's that easy?
Well, yeah, it's definitely harder than that. But like, so there needs to be more differentiating the unvaccinated people from the vaccinated people, and more, frankly, like othering.
No, the othering makes them think they're smarter. That's like the whole thing. Like, it's the same with like the Trump people. It's like,
yeah,
well, I'm just not afraid to say what I really think. Like,
yes. And you can see this in the way that they're reacting to vaccine mandates in countries that don't have our same like anti-science right wing. So when France announced a vaccine passport would be necessary to like enter most public places and museums, as well as cafes and restaurants, 3.7 million people signed up. But then there were also really big protests and definitely some concern from small business owners who didn't want to pay the fines or didn't feel ready. Natural pushback that we see here. But the nature of the pushback is not like it is here, which is that like people are getting misinformation from QAnon and Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's just playing into their sense of identity to be like anti-dictatorial and you know, have to raise a red flag if the government is intervening. Like, that is sparking that in them, and it's happening. It's just showing, like, it's making every country like reveal itself, because what the anti, like, how places are reacting to vaccine mandates, it's so different place to place. But my concern is starting to be that it's just going to like congeal and solidify some of those identities. Like, it's like the yellow vest people in France who are now getting in, not all of them, of course, who are now getting involved with this. And like, there was a quote from a guy that was like, I'm kind of glad that Macron did this, because these people haven't been activated and engaged. And these aren't anti-science people. These aren't people watching Fox News. These are just people that don't want to be told by the French government what to do. And then in this country, there was an anti-vax movement before this, and this is like a boon for them. And now I'm like, Jesus, fuck, are measles and the plague going to come back?
Well, apparently, like, inside the ice caps, not to freak anyone out.
I know, there's viruses. There's viruses in the ice caps.
Yeah, like, not to freak anyone out, but there are, like, all these viruses inside the ice caps which are melting, and they were not going to do anything to us because they were trapped. But, like, as they melt, they're not going to be trapped. So, yeah, I mean, like, what you're saying about how, like, each community or, like, mindset is becoming more crystallized, including ours, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, I could see us like you know, I do think we have sort of like our own, like, you're a fucking idiot if you don't, yeah. you know what I mean? If you don't believe science and right, like science for sure. changes. So like that, so something that these other people use as like ammunition is like, well, science isn't always right. It's like, yeah, but they're trying to be right. Like they're not.
Yeah, but they're right about this. Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a chance they can be right. And in this case, they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's also, what's their concern? It's been 9 months since people got the vaccine. Nobody's growing tails. Everybody's fine. So now it's just like a weird superiority. You can't tell me what to do. So yeah, I'm at this weird crossroads too, where it's like, if we do vaccine mandates, do we then inflame them more and allow them to like crystallize their identity as anti-vaxxers? But when you look at some of the little data that exists so far on vaccine mandates show that they making life unpleasant and inconvenient for unvaccinated people does seem to prompt them to get vaccinated.
Right. Well, that's okay. So like the nice thing works. Like,
I know you have to like be like, you can't work here anymore if you don't get vaccinated, or you can't come into this museum.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I like that because I only want to be around vaccinated people. So I'm like, great, just get vaccinated unless you have like a doctor's note that says you can't. Like,
I mean, that's, I think that's a good productive way to maybe like frame this as people who do agree with those, with the vaccine mandates, is to be more vocal about that we agree with them and say like, no, I like that my government is protecting me. Like, remember on Fox News, they had a viral clip from last week because the guy was like, the government's job isn't to protect you. It's like, sir, you are saying it's your job to protect like my embryos, but it's not your job to protect people dropping dead.
It's like, yeah, we know you don't think the government's job is to protect people. Thank you for admitting it.
Right, that's why you don't want to pay them any money.
Yeah.
We all dread the what should we have for dinner question. I know I do. I love a home-cooked meal, but I don't always have the time, energy, or groceries to make it happen. Being able to feast on a delicious meal without the long prep and cook times is what drew me to Home Chef over the other guys. Home Chef's meals are effortless, so I can spend less time trying to be top chef and more time watching it. Whether you prefer classic meal kits with pre-portioned ingredients and easy instructions, speedy recipes ready in less than 30 minutes, oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients, or quick microwave meals that assemble in minutes, Home Chef has you covered for delicious meals without the hassle. Home Chef provides fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes conveniently delivered to your doorstep to simplify your cooking experience. Home Chef has over 30 options a week and serves a variety of dietary needs, so you never have to worry about what to make ahead of time. Not only is it convenient, it's economical too. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering our listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/feverdream. That's homechef.com/feverdream for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. Homechef.com/feverdream. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
So to close, people have been talking a lot about masking lately. And I feel like the converse, like, it's become so loaded to even just talk about putting a mask on inside, because I feel like I don't know. For me, it does feel loaded because it's like, does it signal defeat, and does it undermine the, like, these are the arguments. It's like, because the CDC has yet to say put a mask back on inside. There's the pediatrics associations that do it for kids. The administration hasn't really said anything. And I wonder if that's because they really just want to say like, no, they don't want to say anything short of get a shot, get a shot, get a shot. But do you think that like putting the mask back on basically just admits defeat and lets all of us just like lets these people continue what they're doing because they're not going to face the consequences we are?
Well, I think like they don't just have to be like put a mask on forever. Like, why don't they just say like we're going to recommend masking for the next 6 weeks while we see how the Delta variant's going. And like, let's see if we're able to like get to a plateau or like a turnaround. Mm-hmm. And then we can talk about if we're going to continue that recommendation or not. That's like the issue. They kept making everything seem like,
yeah,
like the one good piece of messaging that like Trump ever did was like 14 days to Easter.
I know.
Shit.
Right. Yeah.
Like if they had fully locked down the country for those 14 days, maybe they could have mitigated some of this in the beginning or changed like people's perceptions of public health measures. Like this was botched from the very beginning, but I do think giving people time horizons of like this is when we will reconsider the recommendation. Does make it seem like not as controlling and like helpless.
Right.
And like, and I think there's ways that they could have messaged like we're going to go back to like 4 or 6 weeks of masking, mm-hmm. because now you just have like 40% of people with their masks on. And if we remember from mid pandemic, you really need like 80% masking, or like 90%, like you really need almost everybody to be masked for masks to work. Right. So it's like, now it's just like wild, wild west. You have no idea what anyone is, what they're doing, like why they're wearing a mask. But personally, yeah. Like I said, I'm going back to N95s because that is more protective for me, like mm-hmm. for you as the wearer. So, yeah.
Right. And I think it doesn't have to, I think it's like they're never good at explaining perfectly why, because like they can't say yet what percentage is breakthrough infection. It's probably very, very small, but I guess they can't really say. Like, but that's the thing is like, if you don't have a trip coming up and you don't need to test negative, like, yeah, you probably don't want to be spreading it. But then like, I think the message needs to be, yeah, continue masking if you want to continue to not have any more restrictions. Like, I think the issue right. is that we're getting frustrated because like now we're not able to do things if we test positive because people are out here not getting vaccinated. And that's why I'm still masking a little bit. Right. Yeah.
Or people might feel comfortable not masking indoors if you had to be vaccinated to go somewhere.
Exactly. Like, right, like right, right.
If I'm somewhere where I know everyone's vaccinated or has presented a negative test, I'm not going to be as worried going into that indoor place with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I lived in Texas or Florida, I would only go places that mandate them. I don't even know if those exist. And then like in Georgia and I think Ohio, maybe they're not even allowed. It's like banned to mandate masks and I'm sure vaccinations.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, the whole thing is senseless. It's senseless. Anti-science and horrible communication about public health. People don't even understand what public health is.
No, and it's been a year and a half.
Yeah.
Like by this point, we should have learned some lessons.
Right. It's like not going to happen. No one's ever going, like, this is just, it's an unmitigated, yeah. It's a slightly mitigated disaster.
A slightly mitigated disaster. Yeah. Yeah, completely. I also can't stop thinking about, like, I do think we need some vaccine mandates and something like a vaccine passport to get into places, but it's like, businesses are already having a hard enough time hiring people. I've been hearing just like nationwide horror stories that people are being incredibly rude to service people. So like the idea of having to require them to also look at these jackasses' phones and like people that are going to try to pretend to be vaccinated just sounds like hell for them. And it was all unnecessary.
Yeah, I mean, of course there's a labor shortage. And of course right. people are upset about their service because of the labor shortage.
Yeah.
Like, if businesses can't look, I know we're trying to get the minimum wage to 15, but I think that people would go to work for $20 an hour. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I think that if people were being paid $20 an hour to work, like they would put up with more.
Right.
Like just like, because yeah. why would you go to work to then to hate your work and then still be in poverty?
And like, exposed to a deadly disease like. That's every very yeah. dense if you work.
And people want to be like, it's because the government's paying them to stay home. It's like,
it's not.
It's like, okay, well, why don't we take that away and see how many people are like really that desperate to get jobs?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's very upsetting. And I know there was that small study out of Israel, not like the first, not like the only study, but there was data out of Israel that the vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, is only like 39% effective against Delta. And like, okay, that's not final. I don't want to be like, that's the number. But let's mm-hmm. say the number's somewhere between 39 and yeah. 96. Like, it's less effective. And every time there's a surge at a cluster of cases, you get a new variant. There already mm-hmm. is another variant. There's the Lambda variant. So like, this isn't gonna, and then once it becomes winter, this is just gonna,
if this variant, like, had the vaccine taken longer, like a couple months longer, right? Like, and this variant had been out there, the slaughter, oh my God, it would be like last winter. It would be right. so worse. Fucking bad. Thank God. And you could have Donald Trump taking responsibility for that, trying to get people vaccinated, but he won't. He just won't.
Yeah, it doesn't, like, they're agents of chaos, and it serves them better to just, like, have just total chaos, confusion, disinformation. That's what really serves them. Like, they don't care if
completely
anyone lives.
No, yeah, of course.
Donald Trump will get the Delta variant.
I don't think he cares if he lives, frankly.
Maybe he will get the Delta variant. No,
maybe
he
already
to
has.
Assholes never die.
Amanda. Assholes never die. Ugh. On that note, we will be back tomorrow with Dr. Kathuria, and she'll answer our questions on this and advise you on what to do. I'll put out a call for questions on Instagram. Until the end of democracy, I'm Amanda Duberman.
I'm Sammy Sage.
And this is the Betches Sub Podcast. Bye.
The Betches Sub Podcast is produced by Amanda Duberman, Jorge Morales Pico, and Sean Kilby. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Amanda Duberman. Be sure to follow at Betches_Sup on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And send us your emails to suppod@betches.com. Betches.